eyes, two ears, a chin, a mouth, 10 fingers, 2 nipples, a butt, 2 kneecaps, a penis. I have just described to you the Loch Ness Monster. And the reward for its capture? All the riches in Scotland. So I have one question. Why are you here?
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, Radio St. Pete, RadioSt.Pete.com, HMBRadio.com, Sunday 6:15, Radio St. Pete, Mondays 10:15 p.m. replay, if you missed it, and you're like, oh man, I wanted to listen to that. Well, you can hear it then, podcast, HMBRadio.com, on demand, and the Radio St. Pete archive. Did I introduce myself? My name's Will Koontz. So nice to be with you again. I hope you're well. Thank you to Kevin Farley for being super drunk and cutting that promo for me. Super nice guy. I saw him on Tuesday night at the State Theater. I think he was just kind of passing through on some dates, set up that little show, and I was able to go see him. Really funny guy. Super nice guy. Very drunk guy as well, which I was kind of surprised because you would think with the history of his brother that he may not be as into the booze and the drugs and whatnot, but he seemed to be having a good time. So, anyways, this podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue, slybar.com. Go see Joe and Lauren and the gang down there. And check out the stand-up comedy open mics every second, fourth Tuesday of the month at Sly Bar. And Angelo's provides the pizzas for us there, 536 First Avenue North, stpizza.com. Go visit them drunk and get some food in your belly so you're not massively hungover in the morning. So I got my guest here already waiting, so I'm not going to complain about anything today. Why would I? When I have Kyle Roos, comedian Kyle Roos, tattooer extraordinaire, all-around nice guy. You look a little tired. Are you sleepy?
No, I just had a real big salad.
Put that mic right up to your face there. You can move it around, get comfortable, you know.
We're good.
You good there?
I just don't like putting my mouth near phallic black things.
Why not?
Childhood.
I gotcha. Yeah. Traumatic, I'm sure.
Very traumatic.
It's nice to have you back. You did the podcast 6 months ago or so.
Yeah.
And we kind of bonded and became buddies after that, which I was really excited about.
Yeah, we bonded a few times. Had some fun.
We certainly have.
Sly Bar roof.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That was a good time. That was a 6:30 in the morning.
Anytime you party on the roof, it's cool.
Yeah. And it's not cool, though, because I was never sick more than the day after that. I think I needed 2 days to recover after that.
You just need to hang out more, dude. The hangovers will come few and far between.
Yeah. I think I'm getting worse, though. I'm on the downturn in my life as far as I can see myself not doing anything in 3 years.
Like, it depends, man. Like, I've got to the point now where, like, it comes down to one simple thing, and it's if I don't drink water before I pass out, I'm just terrible the next day.
Do you do the
water?
Do you do the water in between? I try to do that now.
Oh, like, no. Drink. I pretty much just booze.
Yeah. It's hard to do that because you kind of blow your... Like, I don't know about you, but, like, if I'm drinking, I'm drinking to get drunk. I'm not drinking to, like, I'm going to have a beer and hang out with my friends. I'm trying to get blasted.
I don't drink to get drunk either. I drink to suppress. So that's a whole different type of drinking.
All those feelings.
All those feelings, man.
Well, Kyle, you're here to, well, kind of promote stuff. You're just here because I asked you to be here, and you're nice. But you're also going to be on a show on February 27th at the local 662.
Yes, sir.
That's Creed Bratton from The Office, car bomb driver, Kyle Roos at local 662. How did you pull that gig?
Nick, the owner of local, the promoter, he knows him. And they're looking for a comedy.
He knows Creed Bratton?
No, he knows the guy from For Your Friends Booking,
Right.
Rory McCoyne.
Uh-huh.
And they were looking for a local opener. So Nick suggested me, sent some emails, some videos. He liked them. And then he's actually given me a couple of good shows. Last Sunday, opened for Randy and Leahy and the Trailer Park Boys. That was a show booked through them. And then they also gave me the Creed Bratton show. So,
what did they do, the Trailer Park guy? Did he do stand-up? Or?
No, it was Randy and Leahy. If you ever watch the show, it's the Trailer Park Supervisor and the Assistant Trailer Park Supervisor are the characters from the show. They kind of did, like songs and, like skits and stuff. It wasn't necessarily stand-up at all.
I gotcha.
It was funny, though. Like, especially if you watch the show, it was very, very self-aware. A lot of inside jokes and stuff like that. So if you watch the show, it's definitely funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely, they have a very cult following, like super fanboys.
Definitely. There's been a lot of people tell me to watch that show. And I did.
That's hilarious.
I did a few times, and I liked it, but for some reason it didn't, like, latch on with me, you know?
Yeah, I watched, like, most of it. I'm actually rewatching it now. Especially after opening them, I'm like, oh, man, I missed, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They have a Netflix deal, I think.
Yeah, yeah, they have a Netflix. They're about to do season 11, another season, but.
Netflix is changing the game, man.
Netflix really is, man. Even with, like, stand-up, man. Like,
especially with stand-up.
I remember back in the day, you used to be like, man, I can't wait to get my HBO special. That was, like, everybody's, like, dream was, like, The Tonight Show. And then, like, that. And now everybody's like, I just want to get, like, 10 minutes on Funny or Die. And, like, hopefully get a Netflix special.
I mean, they do it right, though. It seems like every comedian that does the Netflix thing has nothing but praise to say for them.
Yeah, the only thing that sucks about it is, like, I think the way the comedy market is, like, we're in another comedy boom for sure. There's, you know, everybody knows the original comedy boom in the 70s with Pryor and, you know, Robin Williams and Kinison and the 80s comedy boom and then, you know, the 90s comedy boom. And there was the 2000 boom with, you know, Tough Crowd and Treese and a lot of those guys, and I think we're just in the middle of another one now, but the problem is now is that they're just like, everybody's racing just to put comedy out right now, and there's just a lot of really terrible comedy coming out.
Yeah, well, with the internet too, I think that's kind of putting a damper on the seeing live shows, actually seeing the art of comedy, because you have it kind of at your fingertips, and it's in new formats now, like a sketch comedy. So I think it hurts.
Improv is really big right now, but improv was very popular in the 90s. Think about all the sketch comedy shows that we like in Living Color, Saturday Night Live. I mean, even Nickelodeon had like their own little.
All that.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, and then you had Mad TV. I can't remember the name of the show. It was on MTV back in the day. It was all the people from Reno 911. I can't remember the name of the show. It's old school, though, but it's the same people. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff like that. And, like, troops and stuff are coming back, but, like, I just think the internet's ruining it all. Like, I was pissed because I wrote a really awesome joke I was pretty stoked about, and then I just saw, you know, people, like, screenshot a tweet and, like, reshare it on the internet.
Right.
Somebody tweeted something, a fake character on Twitter, not even a real person. It's, like, some fake character tweeted something, like, awfully similar to what I wrote, so I don't want to do that bit anymore because people are going to be like, you ripped that off from that web meme.
I'm wondering if how much of this stealing from the internet thing is people maliciously. I know that does happen where people will maliciously go
like
take
it.
Like
the fat Jew?
Right. And but I also wonder if it's just, what do you call that, great minds
parallel thinking.
Parallel thinking. I wonder how much of that, because I feel like in some of these instances, it's some of that in some occasions, and it's hard to prove with the internet. You know, if you tweet it after, you can be just accused, and especially if you're a comic. If you're a civilian, I don't think you really have much to worry about because nobody cares.
Well, it doesn't really matter anyway because comics are all passive-aggressive, and all they're going to do is just talk about you behind your back about it. But I'm down to punch people in the face if they steal jokes. There's a great episode of Marin with Bill Burr where they talk about somebody hacking a joke. And Bill Burr is like, yeah, you should just, like, kick his ass. You know what I mean? Like, that's pretty much it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think that's how we should handle it in comedy. You know what I mean?
Just outside.
Oh, who, go outside. You took my joke? I don't care when you had it on tape. You know what I mean? Who's got faster hands?
Did you hear about the Amy Schumer thing?
Yeah, I try not to listen to anything with Amy Schumer.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't like her, man.
I liked her a lot. I saw her at Bonnaroo 2012.
I'm just not a fan, man. As far as female comics go, she's out of the ones that are blowing up right now. She's like my least favorite of the... And I'm not going to be like, I don't like female comics. I love chick comics. I'm not a fan of hers.
Right.
I'd rather watch Natasha Leggero all day. I think she's way wittier. I think she's way, like, you know, I think she's a little more original. I mean, like, everything with Amy Schumer is like butthole and blanging black eyes. It's like the same. Her jokes are so predictable to me.
It is. But I will say, when I saw her at Bonnaroo, it was her, Marin, and Judah Friedlander. And I was very impressed with her. I thought she was really funny.
Yeah, well, regardless of how funny she is, she's like a hot version of my sister. So, like, you know what I mean? That freaks me out.
I'm sure she'd be thrilled to hear you say that she's a hot version of anything. Yeah. She doesn't get that very often. She gets mostly piglet comments.
Yeah, well, she'd just be stoked to hear something original.
So, what do you think? Do you think that she ripped that off? Or?
It's a street joke, man. I mean, the joke that Patrice did that she did was a street joke before Patrice did it. So, saying she ripped that off is like, you know, saying your dad created, like, two guys walk into a bar, you know, yeah. Like, it's been around for...
But there was other instances.
Yeah, I know there was other instances. The only reason I hope that it's true is she screwed over a buddy of mine, Brian, a couple of years ago.
And, really?
Yeah, and I like Brian a lot. Brian Barganer, the guy I toured with, he's from Connecticut. He had an instance with her a couple of years back where he walked into the green room of a club he was opening for,
mm-hmm.
and she screamed at him and yelled at him and told him to get out of the club. He was just like, you know, you're just the help. And was like, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not nice. She's been notorious for being so nice and helpful.
Yeah, well, everybody I know call her the C word openly, you know.
That's interesting. I wonder, yeah. Maybe she just had a bad day.
Well, she looks like she just had, like, a bad day every day. I mean,
I think
she
that's
really
just how
does.
Her face looks.
Yeah, yeah. She's, like, real dumpy. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, she looks like she should be, like, picking up trash.
a female garbage collector. You don't see those very often.
Trash woman.
Trash yeah. woman. Trash lady.
Yeah, she could just put it all on her veej.
Trash person. You don't see very many of the feminists coming out for equality for getting in sanitation.
Man, I'm over this feminism crap, dude. There's no such, like, this whole equality thing, it's impossible.
You know what, I complain about this constantly, but it really, equality doesn't really exist in nature.
No, in nature it doesn't. There's no, I mean, like, but the other thing too is that, like, I don't know if it's that we're smart or too dumb to where, like, wolves don't care if you're a different color wolf.
Right.
They're just like, I want my food.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Well, this equality push kind of pushes everybody towards baseline. It doesn't really mm-hmm. allow people to excel and be good at what they're good at.
I think everybody should have the same rights.
I do, too.
But
all for that.
Equality in a form of everybody having, like, the same rights, yeah, that's totally possible. But as far as equality, like, certain things aren't going to happen for certain people, which is the way it is, you know? Like, it's just how it is. Like, I am short. That will never change. I will always be short. And there are plenty of girls that have been like, you're really nice, but you're a foot shorter than me. I can't date that.
Yeah.
So what is different from that than being like, you're fatter than me. I'm fat enough for the both of us. I don't think two fat people should be getting it on.
Just the logistics of how
the
thing
works. I'm just saying,
works,
like, so. You know, like, if everybody wants to be treated equally, then I should be able to get dated by a tall girl. Mm-hmm. I had a girl at work yesterday tell me something. She's like, well, you don't know that. You don't know that. It was something about my daughter, about girls that I knew. And she's like, you don't know that. And I was like, yeah, I do. She's like, there's no way you knew that. She's like, you couldn't possibly know that because you have a dick. And I was like, oh, that's funny coming from a woman. You know what I
yeah.
mean? To tell me I can't know something. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, imagine that in the complete opposite sense, you know what I mean? If I was like, you can't swing a hammer because you got a beaver, you know,
yeah,
like,
right.
People would be like, oh my God, like, what if a famous person said that?
Yeah.
Other way around, dude. I'm just saying.
People don't get the hypocrisy of it in an instance like that, too, where you're fighting for equality, but
well,
since you're not allowed to have an opinion because you're different equipment.
Well, that's the problem, though. I just think, like, I think this whole preach to quality thing is just more political correctness. Like, dude, not everybody's right. Like, my old man had the worst opinions and worst ideals in the world. But it was his right to think that way, no matter how wrong we all thought it was. But that's the good part with social justice, is like, you know, somebody really screws up, a lot of people, like, look at the way the internet's handling stuff these days. You know what I mean? Like those Oregon occupiers.
Yeah.
Like when they took over that building and everybody sent them dildos from Amazon.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. You know what I mean? But like, I think that's how we should handle stuff as a society. You know what I mean? Like, people do screwed up stuff. Like, you know, it's like you vote them off the island, so to say. You know?
Right. Right. It's tough, man. It's I thought the way people argue things too, and they'll be talking about the Oregon protesters, and I thought those guys were awesome. I was like, those guys are punk rockers.
Well, yeah, there's nothing more punk rock than taking over an abandoned building and living in it. They're basically squatters with really crappy music taste.
But like, they were I guess rich white guys, so yeah, everyone got upset.
I don't think most people
read the story of why they were protesting, why they were occupying that building. Not saying that they were right, but it was pretty cool. I thought that they were kind of rebelling against the government, which people like when, like, Black Lives Matter people do it, rebel against the government, but they don't like it if they're just white guys.
Nobody likes anybody to protest the government. Carlin always said, they don't want a society of free thinkers. They want a society of dumbasses.
Yeah, that's
they don't want. They don't want.
They're succeeding very well.
Yeah. Oh my god, man! Like, my favorite thing to do now is to unfriend people on social media for sharing satire as fact.
You have zero friends left now.
I'm getting there. I was actually recently, I'm recently single, so I've been kind of dating around and talking to chicks and stuff. You know what I mean? Trying to find my new future ex-girlfriend, you know? I was talking to this girl for about a week or two, you know what I mean? Like, we had a couple drinks, a lot of heavy texting, you know? And then she shared a satire article as fact, and I was like, that's the worst. I mean, that's not the dumbest reason I've ever stopped talking to a girl. Like, I stopped talking to a girl for smoking mids one time. This chick, we were dating for like a couple weeks. It was the first time she stayed the night at my house. And we were all
Why didn't you just hook her up? Hook her up with some dro, bro.
Well, you got to hear how this goes down, though. So, you know, we all pass out. It was the first time she stayed at my house. I have a big no sleepover rule. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So she finally stays over. We're all, like, you know, waking up the next morning. Everybody's all hungover. Me and my roommate, like, sort some pizza. She's like, I'm going to roll one up. We were like, you're awesome. You know what I mean? I was like, this chick's rolling up on her own? Love it. But I had a metal top table. And as I'm calling the pizza guy, he's here like, tank, tank, tank. And I look over and I'm like, are those seats? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, we've been holding on to that since high school? Where did you even get that? You know what I mean? Like, did you go to Mexico since I met you? And she's like, yeah, well, I just buy this because I can buy more of it. And I'm like, yeah, it's quality over quantity, dude. Yeah. And it wasn't that she couldn't afford it. This girl made money and had a good job and just preferred to put that in her body instead. And then I started thinking about it, and I was like, if this girl willingly smokes mids knowing there's better weed in the world, then she obviously knows that, like, she's banging me and can totally do better. You know what I mean? Like, this girl just settles for bottom of the barrel, and, like, I'm not a silver medal. I'm not a silver medal. I'm not even a gold medal, dude. They don't make platinum medals yet because I haven't gotten mine yet.
I understand. That makes sense. You know, you're probably going to look down on me for this, but if I could find mids, I would smoke pot again.
Really?
I'm afraid to engage in marijuana anymore at this point. It's too strong.
It is. We these days, like, I got so high, I forgot to poop. You ever do that?
No, like, never.
I got high, and I was on the couch watching TV, and I was like, man, I got to poop. And then I started thinking about something else, and I was like, oh, what was I going to do? And like, that's how high I was, and I was like, oh, yeah, I was going to go poop.
I would imagine you'll be reminded of that at some point in the very near future, though. You can't really forget something like that. I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah, It'll pop up on you when you least expect it.
So if anyone can get me mids out there,
I mean, dude, I work in Pinellas Park, dude. I can find them.
I'll try. If you get me some, I'll make a video, and I'll see what happens to me. I have a feeling I'll just have a panic attack.
Actually, I had a customer give me some the other day. You can have them.
Did okay. I'll take it. I'll give it a shot. Didn't you have somebody come into your? Oh, I guess joining me is Kyle Roos. He's a comedian in the Tampa Bay area that you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Got to get better at that.
Comedian
extraordinaire. Didn't you have somebody? You do tattoo as well, and I thought it was hilarious because I saw your Facebook thing. It said somebody asked if you would take EBT.
Yeah. Oh man, I've been offered all kinds of things at work.
What's the craziest thing you've ever been offered?
I had a chick point blank tell me she'd give me a hand job, which...
That's cool.
No, I thought that was ridiculous, because I was like, how old are you? Hand job?
Turns out she was 14, though, so it's right in the ballpark.
Even at 14, dude, you should at least be offering up the blowies, dude. I mean, like, these 14-year-old girls these days, man. Crazy.
They are crazy, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know, but apparently you do.
Well, yeah, I've been around. But no, man, like, how you gonna offer a hand job, man? You know what I mean? Like... Maybe the worst negotiator ever. You know what I mean? You don't start at the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Start at the top.
I wonder often how people afford tattoos. I would love to get a tattoo, but I cannot afford one.
Well, let's see, Will. There's people that, not like us, that, like, are good with money.
Right.
And they have extra money, and they have, like, nice cars and stuff. And, you know, they have, they get these things called tax returns. And,
Yeah.
This time of year, real busy. But yeah, I didn't know there's a whole subculture of people out there that actually like
participate in society.
Yeah, and they they're really incredible beings. I don't know where I learned it. I didn't learn that in high school.
Maybe this is my prejudice though. But it seems like the people that are getting tattoos, maybe they're a server or something. They're not attorneys
No, man. I have customers of all walks of life. I have a lot of everything from strippers. Drug dealers. Strippers and drug dealers are great clients. Oh, man, they always
have money. Yeah,
they always
that's
have
true.
Money.
Yeah.
And no one's like, hey, man, you know, keep it above the elbow. You know?
Right.
Gotta wear that. Gotta
got
wear
a
that,
lot of
yeah,
canvas.
Gotta wear that PetSmart polo tomorrow. You know, can't be, you know, showing grandma's name on your arm. But no, strippers, drug dealers, best customers ever. And then probably bartenders, servers, and blue collar guys are going to be like the next route. You know what I mean? Like a lot of tree service guys, welders. I tattoo a lot of mechanics. I have a lot of mechanic customers, which is awesome.
They probably make decent money, too. That kind of makes sense. All these careers are, like, not tier two because they make good money.
Yeah.
But there are more jobs that people that get tattoos would have.
I barter a lot, too, man. Like, I always tell everybody, like, barter as much as you can. Keep the man out of your business. Like, if you can, like, you know, instead of paying a mechanic, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go tattoo my homie, and he's going to do some work on my car, you know? Mm-hmm. I just got my truck detailed a couple of weeks ago. One of my customers is a detailer, so I gave him an hour off his tattoo on me. Coincidentally, that's what he charges for, like, a full suite detail, you know?
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Detailing is really expensive.
Well, he does $150 is what he does for, like, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's got your car for, like, 2-3 hours, dude.
Right.
I mean, he goes through it with, like a...
Really
like a
in
stiff
there.
Paintbrush.
Yeah.
Like a clean paintbrush to get all like the cracks in your dash and stuff, dude. Like it looked brand new in the inside of my truck. And then I got hammered and spilled some Nachos Bel Grande the next day in it. But like we charge, like my shop is $150 an hour, you know. I love Nachos Bel Grande.
They're delicious.
They
I'm
really
a fan myself.
Dude. I love dog meat, dude. So good.
So that's cool.
Trade,
I mean,
barter.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. I
barter
guess.
Harder. Shop local, man.
That's right. I mean, there's a big...
very anti-establishmentarian type, you know what I mean? Like, I hate it. I hate this. I hate the world around us.
Why? It seems like you're living the dream right now. You got a bunch of shows. You're doing tattooing. You're kind of doing exactly what you want to do.
Yeah, but I got 2 more years to file my taxes before it's criminal. So, like, that's starting to creep up, you know? I don't have a bank account like most people do. Like, I'm pretty sure like I'm going to start just burying money in coffee
You're
cans.
Off the grid, yeah.
Dude, I want to be so bad. Like there's no way to do it. Like, if I didn't have a kid, dude, I would probably, like, I'd probably get one of those, like, Uncle Rico, like, vans, and I'd probably live in it, dude.
Why not?
No, dude, if I didn't have a kid, I totally would. Like,
yeah.
I mean, but, like, you know, I had a daughter when I was younger, so I got to be responsible at some point. I mean, like, you know, as far as, like, big part, like, I don't have health insurance, dude. I don't have a bank account. I make good money. Like, Like, I probably make way more money than I think I do.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly have no idea how much money I make. I haven't seen a W-2 in, like 4 or 5 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the last time I saw what I made was, like...
I don't want you to incriminate yourself on this podcast.
Oh, I really don't care, dude. I've already incriminated myself plenty of times. I wish I had a recording of it. I had a lady from the IRS call me one time, and she's like, you haven't filed your taxes in 2 years. And I was like...
Oh,
I was like, I didn't know, you know what I mean? I was like, I have to do that?
And she's I didn't know I couldn't do that.
She's like, yeah. I was like, I work for myself and I just work for cash. And I was like, I don't get any social services. I thought we was called even on that, you know? I was like, I figured like if I...
So did you know that this was nonsense or did you not really know?
Oh,
this?
The funny part is I know what I'm doing beyond...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have this whole like grand scheme of plans. I know some super rad Jew attorneys, and they're not even Jewish. I just call them Jew attorneys. It has nothing to do with the size of their notices. I'm not an anti-Semitic or anything.
They're just cut. Their penises are cut.
No. They're just attorneys, and they know things. So I'm like, you're Jewish. You know what I mean? That's like when a new guy comes on TV. You're like, new comic, probably Jewish.
Yeah. Right.
Like if you're a comic and you're not black, I'm like, you're a Jew. But I got this whole thing planned out where since I've been working off the books, basically, like tattooing, I'm just gonna tell the IRS that I've been trying to make it as a comic, and I'm just gonna file that income as a loss, and then I'll pay some fines. Biggest reason I didn't do any of that because I didn't want to deal with Obamacare.
It is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's I haven't been to the doctor in probably 5 years, dude. Yeah. I haven't gotten sick in a long time either, man. Like my immune system, like that'll happen, man. You start doing drugs and drinking in bars and shaking hands with strangers a lot, dude. Your immune system will go through the roof, dude. I think I'm immune to AIDS.
Only one way to find out,
right? Like I'm kind of like, you know, I want to dig up Freddie Mercury.
that would be the guy, the only guy. I had to deal with the Obamacare thing. My employer was nice enough to offer to get insurance for me.
Yeah.
The only way I could afford it is if they did that, because now they want student loans out of me too.
Yeah.
So there, I was like, I got to go in and apply for my deferment again, and they were like, nah, you can't do that.
Dude, my credit is terrible, bro.
Really? Mine's so actually bad. Okay for owing as much money as I do to the government, but they were like, okay, so March you're going to have $330 that you're going to have to pay. I'm like,
but to me, dude, I think taxes are just theft.
They are.
That's no.
Income taxes are, anyways.
That's your money, dude.
It goes, your money. From my understanding, I've researched this extensively. The income tax goes to pay the interest on the national debt, which we shouldn't really even have national debt.
No.
Why are we borrowing money from a bank to finance our country?
And stuff that, like, the large portion of the population didn't agree with spending money on in the first place.
Right.
Like, I hate to pull things, like... It's so sad how everybody gets their information from memes. there's a meme going around that shows, like, you know, how, like 57% of the, you know, budget is military. Mm-hmm. I looked it up. It's not the same exact number, but it's a huge slice of the pie. It's all military spending.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And everybody's going to be like, we need it. ISIS coming.
But as far as our GDP goes, if you compare it to the rest of the world, it's true that we do have the biggest military spending. But if you compare it by GDP... It's not the biggest. I think Russia and China spent more by GDP.
Well, they also – Russia and China started beefing up their militaries because of us.
Yes. You know what I mean? That's true. Well, they're competing for that first-place spot.
Over time in the world, there's been empires that have risen and fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know why this one would be any different.
No one wants to admit it, but this – like, I get so much for this all the time. This is not the greatest country in the world. It is, but it's not. Like – we pour the hardest drinks here. We have the most, like, quote-unquote freedoms. You know what I mean? As far as, like, us being able to record a podcast talking about how much we hate the government. Like,
yes.
We're still going to have our hands out for this.
Very true.
That's awesome. We have freedom of speech. We do have a lot of great ideals in this country. But, like Jim Jeffries. Like, what are we, like, 38th in education? Like, you
probably,
know.
There's, yeah.
Like, we have one of the poorest education systems. We have, like... one of the weirdest, like, we pay more for health insurance than any other, you know what I mean? It's crazy. Like, and I'm not a Bernie Sanders supporter at all. Like, I'm not, like, I can't get behind any of these people. I really can't. Like, I'm not a big supporter of any of these politicians. Like, I don't think we should have a government that tells any of us what to do. I think it should be a real democracy, and we should have, like, votes on everything. Like, you should literally be like, all right, this is the topic, and there's town hall meetings, and each town hall is like, all right, this is what we decided, and then, you know, that would be the way I think the world should run.
That's pretty much my political thing, is I want free speech, property rights, and guns. That's my only three things, dude, that, like, I really want.
I don't own a gun, dude, but, dude, if I want to get one, I want the option to go buy one.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's stupid. Do I think we should have to register them? Yes, because it's potentially you could kill somebody with it. I mean, I understand knives are a little bit different, but knives have dual purposes. You know what I mean? Like,
so here's the thing about registering, which it seems very reasonable, but that is the next step, is we know where all the guns are. They're all registered. Now we can go collect them. If they're not registered, the man, now, as unlikely as it may be, if they're registered, they know where to find them. They can come to your doorstep, come grab them. If they're not registered...
But there's two sides of that, Penny. I totally understand the whole gun grab thing, but like I've said before, there are, I think it's, there's two or three guns in this country per person in this country.
I think it's more than that. I think it's like five or six.
We'll say that there's five times the amount of guns that there are the population. Then what's the current population of the country?
300 million around.
Okay, I was going to double check it. So what is it, like 300 million people in this country? What percentage of them are gun owners? A huge amount. Think of the small amount of people that would be taking guns. It's impossible. You know what I mean? It's literally impossible.
That's true. You could do a buyback. But that's what they did in Australia, not in this country, because I think Australia had 100,000, and we got like millions and millions.
We have a huge population.
Yeah, yeah, it won't happen, I don't think. But it is a little scary that the thing about the whole gun thing is that people talk about the loopholes. They don't exist. The gun hole loopholes don't exist.
I could go buy a gun. Like, okay, so we're. The seven streets out of the South Side right now.
That's true. Those are illegal guns.
Exactly.
But there's laws against them already. They're illegal because they're illegal.
But
you can't legally buy a gun with there's no loophole to legally buy a weapon.
No, but I mean you can either legally purchase one or not. But even if you legally purchase one, even if you don't register it, there's still going to be a transaction that you own a gun. It's the whole reason I believe in registering them is so that guns that were bought legally don't turn into guns that are like. Now filed down and sold to somebody illegally.
I think, but you could still do that. Even if you're registered, you scratch a serial number off and sell it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though.
There's really no way around it.
Understandable.
But, the gun loophole thing, which I hear a whole bunch about, the people that complain about this stuff are people that have never been to a gun show in their entire life, never bought a weapon.
Yeah.
If you do the straw man purchase, which I think Steve Hofstetler is? I
can't stand that dude.
He did a video where he did a straw man purchase of a gun where he's like, oh, I'm joking about killing people. I'm going to get my friend to buy this weapon. That is illegal.
Yeah.
You will go to jail if you do that.
It's like saying bong in a head shop.
Yeah, and then Huffington Post posted like, oh, look at this guy. I got a gun so easy. But the thing about it was he didn't. His friend still had to wait the 3 days to get the weapon.
Yeah.
He didn't get it that day. But in the video, they made it seem like he got it. And, you know, they were laughing about it and joking about it.
I hate that dude because it's like all he does is post articles on how to be a comic. Like, that's the worst thing. Like, there's as far as comics go, the easiest way for me to get me to hate you is to repost some how-to comedy article, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, by people who are semi-successful. If it was like Louis C.K. or something like that, maybe you could be like...
Yeah, 10 pro tips. Well, those dudes aren't going to put out pointers.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, every once in a while you'll catch an article from one of those dudes. It's like saying like this or that, but they're not telling you how to get famous, and they all have the same advice. Get off the computer and go home and write jokes.
Yeah, get out and actually do comedy, right?
Like, one of my... Oh, God. I mean, I don't want to mention any names here, but you run an open mic. How many times a week do you see the same people do the same material they did the week before and not even tweaked, and they're like, I don't know why it's not working, man. It worked that one night.
Constantly, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's just certain stuff that doesn't work, man. Like
the it's more the audience that people that come to me and say, I like coming here, but the people that come here do the same stuff every week, and I just can't listen to it anymore.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with comedy, man. Like... It's how it is.
Let's, before we go, do you want to stay and do extra time?
Yeah, I can stay for a few minutes.
Okay. Well, we still got about 10 minutes, but I want to talk about this show and promote this show a little bit.
Yeah,
and also
let's hear this embarrassment.
I want to share some humiliation that I had this week. So you're going to be performing at the Local 662 Saturday, February 27th, 8 p.m. Tickets are available at Ticketfly.
Actually, I think the Ticketfly tickets are possibly sold out, but I got some personally.
Uh-oh.
Find me on the internet.
Holy moly.
Facebook me. Kyle Roos, send me a private message. Friend
so
me.
Kyle will get you a ticket. So it's Creed Bratton from The Office.
Oh, yeah, and I make $5 off those tickets. So
nice. How much are they?
$20.
$20? Okay.
It's a pretty good deal. $20, you get two awesome bands. Car Bomb Driver is great. They've been doing punk rock around here since, like, early 90s. They're a blast, man.
What is the show? Is Creed going to do music? Or?
From what I understand, he has like a one-man show kind of thing that's like music and jokes, is from what I've heard. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I wasn't a huge, huge Office fan, but I definitely am familiar with this character pretty well. Like I didn't watch the Office Die Hard like some people have. I mean, I've watched plenty of it. I mean, it's a hilarious show. I love Steve Carell, and then I can't remember his real name. The guy with the glasses.
Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, Rainn Wilson. Rainn Wilson was actually in a really good movie. Have you ever seen Hesher?
No.
Check that out. It's like a B-Ray movie. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I like that guy too.
Oh, yeah.
So let me get to this here.
All right.
So I was talking to Eric at Hurry Your Friends Booking and finally managed to book Creed. And I'm a huge Office fan. I was very nervous to speak to him. I was all butterfly-y and excited. And what happened is that I did not have a USB microphone to my computer. So I went in with the computer mic to talk into. And what I did was I kind of put my mic close and talked close to the computer. But it was, I guess, on a cell phone. The man's an older fella. And the reverb was really high because the sound bounces around in here. So I went in and tried to make it work. I said, hey, can you hear me? Semi-okay? And he went, not really. And I was like, oh no. I was like, well, I'm going to try to do this. We'll see. Are you ready? And he said, yeah, I'm ready. So here's the video, or not the video, the audio from that interview, where I'm super nervous. You can tell in my voice, and it just did not go well for me. All right. On the phone with me, I have Creed Bratton from The Office fame. He will be here Saturday, February 27th, 8 p.m., at the Local 66. Let me pause for a second. The Office fame. How terrible was that? Okay.
Yeah, right.
662 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Creed, one of my best friends. We've known each other, 40 years or so, I would say?
I'm sorry, what?
I said we've known each other, about 40 years or so, I would say?
It's hard to hear you. Did you say something about knowing each other before?
Yeah, I mean, we've known each other for about, I don't know, 40 years or so.
No, this is the first time I've ever talked to you.
Oh, okay, my mistake. Yes, you're right. I'm only 31 years old, so that wouldn't make any sense anyways.
No, it wouldn't make any sense. You're way too young for me to know anybody for 40 years. I don't know anybody 40 years.
Yeah.
Nobody. My daughter. I know my daughter.
Yeah, she's around. How old is she?
You know, around 40-ish.
Oh, okay. She's single? You want to hook me up?
Is this the way this effort? This, you know what? I think what we got to do, man, is we got to try this later because I can't hear you.
Bummer. Okay.
I can't hear you. We're gonna have to try this again later. So why don't you contact Eric and we'll see if we can connect up again. I'm so sorry, but I just can't hear you.
All right,
okay.
Man. I'm sorry about that.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So he rushed off the phone. I think he thought maybe I was messing with him or something. I don't know.
Well, yeah. It was like the whole Bart Simpson messing with Mo. You know what I mean?
I felt really bad, and what happened afterwards was, because I was so disappointed in myself.
You should be.
You
tried to hit on his daughter, and he was like, oh, well, yeah, I'm going to go now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably wasn't the best thing to do.
I don't think he got your humor.
No, I don't think so either. So what I did afterwards was I sent a text message to the number that called me and said, very sorry about the connection. I appreciate you taking the time. I'll get with Eric. Maybe we can reschedule. Promptly got a text message back. Do not contact this number. And I was like, bummer. Very sad about that. So that is my interview with Creed Bratton.
It was a good it wasn't even an interview, really.
Not really, no. It was people talking, or I was talking, and Creed could not hear me. So this show is Saturday, February 27th, 8 p.m., local 662, 662 Central Avenue, St. Pete. Contact Kyle for tickets. Where else can they get tickets, Kyle?
I think Nick at Local has some, too.
Okay.
But between one of the two of us, we got it.
So it's Car Bomb Driver. Show is, what did I say?
8 o'clock, I think?
8 o'clock. And usually it probably doesn't always start on time, so around that time.
Anyway. No, these shows, the Trailer Park Boys show is the last show that I did for this guy. They started right promptly. Usually it's Doors at 8, show at 9.
So I tried to reconnect with Creed and get another, because I got this thing now, this little USB mic.
Now
I did a phone in with Thaddeus Russell, who will be on the show next week. He was on the Joe Rogan podcast, wrote the book Renegade History of the United States. Really cool guy, professor at Occidental. Now he teaches at some school in Portland, Oregon? Around Oregon?
I don't know.
And he's starting some online university thing, which is pretty neat. So that will be next week, so check that out.
Maybe Bernie will make it free.
Yeah, right?
Ba-doom-tsh.
I can't wait for everything to be free. Nothing costs money. Everything's free. It's just life, man.
Yeah,
that's
right.
All you need.
Barter.
So, all right, you want to go over to the web extended stuff, Kyle?
Yeah, sure. Can I cuss now?
Not yet.
All
but
right.
You can, too. Let's wrap this up. Give me your social media and all that.
Thing. Oh, my social medias. Kyle Roos on the face place. If you got the Twitter, if you're doing tweets, it's at Kyle_Roos. Instagram, at BNDK727. Don't ask me what it means. I won't tell you.
I know.
Oh, you do know.
You told me.
Oh,
yeah.
You're in the know.
I'm not saying it either because I would get in trouble.
Bunch of chicks do too, bro.
Hell yeah, I like that. Well, Kyle, thank you for coming. You can check out hmbradio.com. We're going to do some B-sides, web extended extra content, only available on podcast and online at HMB Radio. You can follow me on the Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man. We have a YouTube station as well that I think you can access just by going to youtube.com/HMB Radio. You can get James Bailey's My Mom's Favorite Podcast on there. You can get the Dallas Cowboys podcast. We got some more things coming. Kyle might even actually be doing something with us as well, perhaps.
Oh, I am?
I don't know. We'll see. We're going to talk about it anyways.
We briefly mentioned...
Huh?
Were we hammered when we talked about it?
You were, I think. I was okay. But I always just assume that you're under the influence of some kind. So check out that facebook.com/HMB Radio. Like that Facebook page. Like Radio St. Pete. Radio St. Pete on Twitter. RadioSTPete. I don't think we have an Instagram for that. Check out their Facebook. Facebook.com/RadioSt.Pete. I got the archive there. We can listen to all these shows. What else do I need to say to you? The stand-up comedy open mics, 2nd and 4th Tuesday of the month at Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue. We had to get rid of the stage that was on top because Sly Bar is serving food now, and the government says you can't have people walking through the kitchen. Which, in that occasion, I understand, because you don't want a bunch of weirdo comics putting, you know, beard hair in your grinder. So I understand it. I get it. So a lot of people love it. Some people hate it. I liked the up top because I felt like I could kind of get away and wouldn't have to pay so much attention. But now I have to keep time.
I hated
run
the up
the light.
Top.
I know. A lot of people did.
Well, you can't see people's facial expressions up there.
Yeah, that's true, and there was a lot of disconnect between the audience and the but I felt like it was like St. Pete's Stress Factory, because nobody did well at Sly Bar ever, really.
Stress Factory, you know? In Jersey?
Yeah, I felt like it was St. Pete's
that
version.
That place is awesome.
Okay, well, thanks.
I started there.
Oh, that's right. We'll talk about it on HMB sides. We got to go. This recording's ending. Check the replays, 10:15 p.m. Monday, Radio St. Pete. I'll talk to you soon.
Peace. Bye.